I'm doing a series from the parable of the sower. I've never done that in all the years of teaching. I've never done a whole series on the parable of the sower. But I became very interested a few months ago when I was reading that parable to see that although the seed is always the same that's sown, God's word is always the same. God is always the same. He's no respecter of persons. The type of ground that the seed fell on determined whether or not there was going to be a harvest. So God's always the same, but we're not always the same. So we have decisions to make this weekend. We have to make decisions every day, but I'm specifically calling for people to make decisions about what you want out of life, what you want out of your relationship with God, and then ask yourself very simply, are you willing to do what it's going to take to get it? See, it's very easy to want everything. That doesn't require any kind of an effort. But are we going to be willing to do what God asks us to do in order to have the very best that He wants us to have? The title of this series is Never Settle for Less Than the Best. Whatever the best is that God has predestined for you, you don't want to settle for anything less than the best that God has. You know, a few years ago, I just came to a point where I just really got tired. And it was time for me to cut back a little bit, but I began to think, well, maybe it's time to just not do this anymore. I was just worn out from 35 years of travel and working and teaching and writing, and I began to toy around with that idea, which I know was the enemy of, you know, I've done my part, I've worked hard, I've got 10 grandkids, I'd like to spend more time with them, and you know, the devil will come against all of us. I don't care who you are. The enemy will, at some time in your life, and especially if you're tired and worn out and got a little bit of burnout, you haven't been taking care of yourself well enough. How many of you notice that if you get extremely tired, it's easier for the devil to lie to you? See? And so really what God, there was something God was trying to get me to do. God was trying to get me to let go of some things that I didn't really need to be doing anymore. At one time I needed to do them, but I didn't need to do them anymore. I needed to release some things to our two older sons, and I needed to not think that I had to do everything in these conferences. I got somebody to help me do some of the other stuff. And you know, everybody would always say, oh, well, it's better if you do it. It's better if you do it. I said, well, yeah, everybody thinks everything's better if I do it, but I can't just keep doing everything. And you know, it's amazing. If you will stop doing everything, God will anoint somebody else to help you. Amen? And so really, instead of quitting, I just cut back. And I gave myself more to the key things that I believe that I'm responsible for, which is preaching, teaching, praying, writing, doing my television, and giving direction to the outreaches that we have around the world. But the enemy was trying to get me to settle for less than 100% of what God had given me to do. See, even the good soil, the well-adapted soil that the Bible talks about in Mark, some receive 30, some 60, some 100-fold return. So we're going to assume that everybody in here today is good soil. We're just going to be very generous in our attitude and say that everybody in here today and everybody watching by TV, we're going to pretend that you're not the hard soil, the stubborn soil, the deceived soil, the unfocused soil. We're going to say that everybody in here is the good soil, although we know that not everybody is, but we're going to pretend that we are. Even if we're all the good soil, some are still going to receive a greater harvest than others.